Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is Pastor Evangelist Vivian George coming on tonight in behalf of Minister Williams. Praise God. We're so glad that you will join in with us on Victorious Living. Praise God. Victorious Living is the ministry where we meet every Friday at 7 p.m. to 7:30. Dr. Tamara Jackson, a licensed psychologist, shares with our listeners the need to get enough rest and how quiet time is very important. Dr. Jackson has a private practice in Washington, D.C., where she has emphasis on health and wellness. She has helped many individuals set and achieve goals to manage and enhance the quality of their lives. Minister Williams usually chairs on biblical sides of what God says is important to our bodies through the Word of God. We invite you to come and share with us every Friday afternoon. We have prayer, community concerns. Come and listen. Praise God. May we pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you tonight, God, thanking you, Lord God, for this night, for this is the day, God, that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, God, that there is no God like you. We thank you, Lord God, that you are the one that helps us to live victoriously. Praise God. And it's in you are we victorious, oh God, through you, oh God, through your blood. Oh God, we thank you. Father God, anyone going through anything tonight, God, help them, oh God, in every way, every facet of their lives to be what you would have them to be. God, we give thanks to you. We give praise unto you. We worship you, and we acknowledge you. We sing songs of hallelujahs unto you, Lord, thanking you, God, because you said in everything to give thanks, for this is the will that concerneth you. Oh, praise your name. Praise your name, dear Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Thank you and hallelujah to my God, my Father, which is in heaven, seated at the right hand of God, making intercession for us, pleading our case for us. Forgive us of our sins, Lord, for we have sinned and come short of your glory. Yes, we have sinned and come short of your glory. But we know, God, in everything, God, oh, God, you are there for us. Oh, God, leading us and, oh, God, ushering us on, God, forgiving us, oh, God, filling us with your spirit, oh, God. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, praise your name. Praise your name. Praise your name. Praise your name. Praise your wonderful and mighty and awesome name. In that name, there is power. In that name, oh, God, we are strong in the power of your might, God. In that name, oh, God, we are victorious. Oh, thank you, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the name of Jesus. Praise God, praise God, praise God, Lord. If anybody listens tonight, God, and God, Father God, they want to know how to live victorious, let them run to you, God. Run into your arms and fall at the mercy seat of you and repent of their sins, oh God, and cry out, oh God. Say, here I am, God, you knows me. You knows me by name, God. You the one made me, God. Oh God, here I am. Take me in your arms, oh God. Fill me, oh God. Oh God, deliver me, oh God, and set me free. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. You are God. You are God. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, no other God. No other God. Let me tell you tonight, there is no God. There's nothing and no one on this earth that can help you like your God can. God will answer right on time. Yes, he will. Hallelujah. Praise God. We are so glad that you tune in and listen to Victorious Living. Praise God. Hallelujah. Dr. Tamara is not here, and Minister Williams is out tonight. So you have me to share with you just a few minutes, and we're going to just share a little bit in the Word and encourage you. Oh, you know, I believe in praising God and his Word. Praise God. That's the most important thing in our lives. Oh, God, if we only know how. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. God will turn everything around for us. Yes, he will. Praise God. He's that kind of God because he loves you so much. Praise God. He's your God. He's your God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, let's look at being victorious in hard times. That's what we want to talk about. Being victorious in hard times. Are you going through any hard times? Do you want to be victorious? Do you want to live victorious? Praise God. Well, you can. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. There's nothing too hard for God, for him to do for us. Praise God. We can live above every circumstance because God will bring us out. Praise God. And the way we do that is praise him. Just keep on praising him through whatever we're going through. Just keep praising him. Let's see what the word praise came from. It comes from God, of course. God ordained praise, God said in his word. He said he ordained praise. Praise God. It is to ascribe to God in respect of his glory. When we walk into a church and there is high praise going on, it lifts us up because and it causes us to want to get into the flow. That's if you let yourself go. Let yourself go and just get caught up into the praise. And I tell you, like David did. David just got caught up in it, and we can too. Oh, God want us. Yes, he wants us to be free. He wants us to be free and live victoriously. Yes, he does. Yes, he does. If you are burdened, it'll calm you. I tell you, I don't care what you're going through. If you get up into the praise with the Holy Ghost, praise God, it'll calm that old spirit out, yes, and it'll make you free, praise God. And God said, those that are free indeed. Yes, praise God. It causes tears to flow, and they become tears of joy, praise God. That all that stuff will be relieved off of you. Yes, Lord. All the burdens, all the cares of this world, they will just drop off of you because God wants to make you free. And he wants you to, oh, he wants that calmness and that peace to give you his peace, praise God. Give you that peace that passes all understanding. That's the type of God we serve. That's the type of God we serve, praise God. Hallelujah. So praise brings about healing. God wants us to be healed. Yes, God wants us to be healed from our body, mind, and soul. Yes, yes, yes. From inside to the out. Praise God. Oh, if you are healed and you are set free, the joy of the Lord is upon you. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise is calmly and upright before God. He desires our praise. God said he desires our praise. He wants us to praise him. He created us to praise him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, you don't understand what a joy that you can have every day. Praise God. A joy every day that you can have when you are praising God. Praise God. When you just get into an atmosphere of praise, praise God. He said, whoso offers praise glorifies me. God said that. Whosoever offers, if you offer yourself up and as a sacrifice unto him, a praise unto him, you are glorifying your Father, which is in heaven. Isn't that awesome? Oh, you ought to be happy right now. I know I am. Praise God. That's why I pray, praise music, praise God, because I want you to be set free. I want you to hear from God. I want you to walk with him, talk with him, and be set free from, because, oh, the devil, yes, the devil of this old world, he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But God said, I have come that you might have life and more abundant life. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. So if you just sit there and everybody else is praising God and you are just holding back on him, He wants you to join in the celebration. That's what God wants of you. He wants you to join in the celebration, because that's a celebration unto him. Join in the celebration and be set free and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. Isn't that awesome? Just glorify me. Oh, I'm there, I'm there, I'm there to set you free. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When praise and worship is loosed in a group, there is tremendous amount of power generated. When praise and worship is loosed among a group of people, there's a great amount of power generated. Praise God. Yes, Lord God, thank you. There is a shaking taking place in God's people. What an awesome God. What an awesome. See, God starts to do things. God starts to move. God starts to speak. God, there are things happen when God's people get together. That's why he said, don't forsake the assembling of yourselves together with the saints. Don't forsake yourselves, because God wants to come in the midst. Oh, yeah. God wants to step in the midst and do something. God wants to show himself mightily. God wants to show himself powerfully. Oh, praise God. Let's look at a scripture here in Psalms 22:3 says that God inhabits our praise. Praise God. He said, that means we are all coming together in agreement, in harmony, to tear down and force out the devil. We are coming together, and when we are coming together, we get in a oneness with God. Yes, we get into a oneness with God, and then we can drive the devil out. We can command our day, and we can decree a thing, and it shall be done. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let me tell you, when you get into a oneness in the Spirit will go high and go deep, and God will step in and move. Yes, 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 yes. Healing take place. Fear got to go. You are free. You are victorious in Jesus Christ. Praise God. Hallelujah. But thou art holy, O thou that inhabits the praises of Israel. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, God inhabits y'all. He inhabits. He wants to be right there in the midst with it. If you invite God in your midst, he wants to come there in your midst. Praise God. He don't want you to leave him out. He don't want to be left undone. God has tied the spiritual powers of the universe to the human mouth. Ah, it's in your mouth. Oh, it's in your mouth. The mouth is the center of spiritual warfare of the universe. Praise God. Praise God. Oh, my God. It is the spiritual warfare of the universe. Just think about what your voice is being used for. Oh, they pull down, they tear down. Oh, to speak. Oh, my God. Into the universe. Not just in your home only, but into the universe. You pulling those things down in high places. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Then we can enter into the holiest of holies and receive all that God has for us. Isn't that awesome? We can receive. Oh, that's what you want to receive. That's what you want to do, receive from God when you step into, oh God, his presence. We want to receive all that God has for us, and we cannot receive it unless we are stepping into a oneness with him, with praise and honor and glory, find his name. Praise God. Praise God. Our healing, our victory,
our salvation. All is in that. All in there. Praise God. Hallelujah. Think about, oh, if you got someone unsaved and they get in the midst of the salvation, salvation. Ooh, praise God. Hallelujah. Salvation is in there. With our praise, we can silence the enemy. We can silence. That's what the words say. With our praise, we can silence the enemy. Praise God. The devil must remain under our feet. And we can trample over him. We can just trample him under our feet. We can command him to go in the name of Jesus. Oh, praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. All glory to God. I hope y'all are enjoying this. Praise God. Hallelujah. As we praise God, praise God. Let's go to Ephesians 5, 17 through 20. Praise God. Go to Ephesians. Y'all know I love the word of God. Ephesians 5, 17 through 20 says, wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of God is. And be not drunk with wine, wherein excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Drinking, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making a melody in your hearts unto the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Isn't that something? Submitting yourself. Y'all, we get in church and we just get in there and we get in praise, in a Bible study or wherever it may be you might be gathering, and submitting yourself to one another in the Spirit, and give shouts of praise and acclamations unto the Lord. Awesome God. Awesome God. Awesome God. As we praise God, he'll give us a new song. Your heart will be filled with joy. I'm talking about living victoriously. Victorious living. When you're living for God, as this word is telling us tonight, you are living victoriously. Praise God. You'll wake up in the night with a song. Yes. All the day singing hymns and spiritual songs. That's the way God wants us to live it. That's the way God wants us to live it. Live victoriously in him, walking in the Spirit, fulfilling his purpose. Praise God. Living victoriously. Singing hymns and spiritual songs. We should have a song in our hearts. Every day, we should sing songs of adoration to our God every day. Every day is a new day unto the Lord. Yes, every day is a new day unto our God. Praise God. Hallelujah. And if not, instead of us silencing the enemy, he will silence us. If we don't walk in the Spirit and sing songs and spiritual songs, that's when the devil will step in and try to overtake us with different things, with sickness, with our children, with our husband, our wife. Oh, he'll try to overtake us with our finances. Devil comes in every little avenue that he thinks that he possibly can. Try to defeat us, to try to overthrow us. The devil is a liar. God said, he has come that we may have victory in him. Yes, the victory is ours. We have to take it. We have to take it by force sometimes. We have to go into the enemy camp and bind and loose. And God has given us that authority. Yes. Oh, we must practice it. We must show our God how much we love him. We must not just think about it or talk about it. Well, we must be doing it. Oh, making songs. Oh, reaching out to groups if we can. Oh, praise God. Why y'all think that we reach out to you? We want you to be free in the Spirit. The walk in love. To teach others. We go about and tell others.
about the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for us. Praise God. Because it is his desire to make us it's Satan's will to make us sad and unhappy and to make us feel defeated. That's Satan's purpose, to try to make us feel defeated. But he is a liar. God tells us to come into his courts with thanksgiving and praise unto him, with a tala, meaning to sing, make a joyful noise, all ye land. We should be coming before the Lord joyfully. Say, look what the Lord has done. Saying, look what the Lord has done. He has done great things. He has done glorious things. I will praise the Lord, and I will bless the Lord at all times. Praise God. Oh, for he has done great things. Praise God. We'll go to another scripture here. Deuteronomy 31 and 19 says, now therefore, write ye this song for you, and teach it to your children of Israel. Put it in their mouth, that this song may be a witness for me against the children of Israel. God wants us to teach our children. He told us to train them up while they are young, that when they're old, they won't depart. So we need to teach our children how to live victoriously. We got to teach our children when they're young and instill this in their hearts and in their mind so they will ponder this. They might stray, but this stuff will be planted on the inside of their hearts. Oh, yes. It will be planted on the inside. God's words will never turn void. When we plant the word of God, sow seeds. We got to do it in our home first. We want our children to be free. God met with Moses and Joshua and gave them some instructions for the people, because God knew the people would be disobedient and turn to other gods and break his commandment, his covenant. So Moses sung the song and led the people and brought them to deliverance. Isn't that awful? Isn't that awesome? Isn't that awesome? We can do the same thing in our praise. We can do the same thing in our praise, y'all. It's all in our praise. But I'm not just talking about praising God on just to be praising, but I'm talking about making adoration unto him, acknowledging who he is. He is our God. God, you, there's no other like you. I'm talking about getting down with God. You know how you used to get down in the world? I'm talking about getting down with God. making a joyful sound unto the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, there's nothing like our God. Isaiah 61:3 said, praise God. 61:3 said, to appoint them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, my Lord, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. See, we're going to be called the trees of righteousness, that God be glorified. My God, isn't that awesome? You want to be called the trees of righteousness? Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, when we look in the Word of God, we see many times where different prophetess and men of God sung songs unto the Lord and won many battles. The same thing for us, that we may have victory in our lives. Oh, we must hallow, which means to make a show, to boast, to celebrate with a song. Yes, yes, yes. That's the way we got to do it. Praise God. Hallelujah. We should have a tada, with extending our hands to the heavens,
to Yada, entering into worship and praise unto the Lord. Those are Jewish words. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, but we got to praise him. We got to praise him. We got to praise him when we don't feel like it. Praise God. Miriam took a tamarind, she and Barak, and went and won the war. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because God was in there with them. When God saw them willing and able and ready to go and fight that battle, God said, I will be in the midst with you. Because God said, I will never leave you, neither will I forsake you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, you no matter what battle, no matter what battle you are in, God will get in that battle with you. And if we look in the Word of God, you say, maybe I don't know what kind of songs to pray. But get into the Psalms, praises. And there's praises of that David done all the way through the Psalm. Okay, here's for instance, Psalms 111 and 1, Psalms 112 and 1, Psalm 113 and 1, Psalm 117 and 1, Psalms 135 and 1, Psalms 146 and 1, Psalms 147 and 1, Psalms 148 and 1, Psalms 149 and 1, Psalms 150 and 1. You can't go wrong. You can't go wrong when you take the word of God to defeat the devil. You can't go wrong when you use the word of God against the enemy. Hey, glory. You got to use the word of God against the enemy. You just can't go out there with your flesh and think you're going to fight him with your little weak flesh. No, the flesh is willing, but is willing, but it's weak. Praise God. So you got to go in the spirit. Yes, you got to walk in the spirit and fulfill the lust of the flesh. Praise God. Hallelujah. Baby, let me tell you, this thing is for real. This thing is for real. You need to get into your house if you're by yourself and sometime and just cry aloud. Cry aloud. Shout unto God. Shout unto God and let God know, God, I'm ready to get into this battle. And this thing that have been tormenting my family, this thing that have been, this sickness that I've been battling with, too long, God. I know, God, you can help me, God. Here I am, God. Help me, Lord God, to defeat this enemy in my life. Here I am. Take my hand. Oh, take my hand, precious Lord. Lead me on. Let me stand. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Let me tell you, get a song in your heart. Oh, in your mouth. God said your mouth. Open your mouth unto the Lord and shout unto him. Open your mouth unto the Lord and give him glory and praise and honor, which is rightfully belongs to him. He's your God. He made you. He knows what you need. Live victoriously for God. Live victorious for God. Not yes, but for God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, Minister Janice will be back here with you next week, but I just wanted to really encourage you how to live victorious with God. First things first. Hallelujah. And then we get that water. We wash out, and we just wash, praise God, and cleanse out of all impurities in the body. Yes, Lord God. And oh, shout, 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 shout unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endureth forever. Praise God. Hallelujah. Be sure to watch God's Favorites Ministry on Sunday at 7 p.m. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, we are dealing with different topics. If you need to call us at 714-490-578. Watch us on Twitter. Watch us on Blog Talk Radio, or on Facebook. Praise God. Hallelujah. There are ways that you can get us and listen to the message and tell someone else to listen to the message, that it might be an encouragement to them as well. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, we love you tonight, and we want to bless you. the Lord bless you and keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious to you. May he lift up his countenance towards you and give you peace. In the name of Jesus, until we meet again, be blessed now and live victoriously. In Jesus' name.